It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I haven't heard this in a long time. Happy Fiesta Friday, everybody. It's the Experience. I'm Big Fuzz, accompanied by my friend and sports expert, Meredith Winfield.
I am an expert of all things sports. Yes. I can fake it.
So, I watched the game. I know you didn't.
No.
Which is okay. A lot of people don't because they're preseason. They just don't matter.
Right.
In terms of the standings, but they do matter for like addicted hardcore fans like me who are intrigued by every little thing that happens in camp. Like I will go watch a practice and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy watching practices. So I like to see the position battles and I like to break things down, but also played for a long time and I understand what I'm looking for. And I feel like if I go see soccer, right. I never played soccer. So I'm not familiar with all of the intricacies and ins and outs of the game, so to me it's boring. Even though if you've played it and you grew up watching it, you can appreciate. It's like golf. I love to watch golf too. But I also play golf, so I understand how difficult it is that what these guys are doing, and just the little things that. So, I think as Darren never played, practices just don't intrigue him.
That's fair.
As much. But I watched ESPN replayed the game this morning, and I watched the game again, at least the first three quarters. So I saw what the third string guy did, Sloter. Mm-hmm. He was great.
Right.
He looked great.
That's the one thing I knew about this whole game was Sloter saved the game.
Well, he.
And the defense.
Yeah. Well, the defense kind of gave it up in the middle of the game. Like in the first quarter, defense was great.
Right.
But then our run defense looked a little porous there for a while, second and third quarters. Then they brought it back up to the level they need to be at the end of the game. Everyone has been saying today that Trevor Siemian looked good. I don't know what game they were watching, but he did not look good. He was throwing passes behind receivers, but the receivers, the one particularly that I can think of was a crossing route over the middle. He throws it to Jordan Taylor. Jordan Taylor's up in the air, and he has to reach behind himself to catch the ball. Mm-hmm. Had Taylor not reached behind him, that would have been an interception.
Right.
So he saved Trevor Siemian there. The only reason Trevor Siemian was able to get the Broncos close to the end zone in the first quarter was because the Bears were committing penalty after penalty after penalty. There's nothing that he did specifically. And in fact, I argue after watching the game again, he is the same old Trevor Siemian that we had last year. He is a dink and dunk guy. He doesn't do anything spectacular. He doesn't even read defenses all that great, although he reads them better right now than our first string pick, our first round pick. We call him Captain Morgan because he kind of looks like Captain Morgan.
Right.
So this idea, this notion that Trevor Siemian was head and shoulders better than Paxton Lynch last night, to me is false. They're still very similar in terms of what they're doing out there on the field. The difference is Trevor looks more comfortable doing what he does. Paxton Lynch looks confused.
All right. Now I'm going to totally be a novice here.
Yes.
Lynch is the young kid.
He's the first
Siemian
round pick,
yes. Siemian is the guy that came from
Northwestern.
Okay. I thought that, did he play before?
Nope.
Who's the guy that they brought in that had played?
That was last year. That was Sanchez.
Okay.
They brought in Mark Sanchez last year.
Okay.
And he was supposed to start, but Trevor Siemian beat him out.
Okay.
And now
I'm on it.
Sanchez is actually with the Bears.
Oh.
And he played last night for like four plays.
Okay.
Paxton Lynch is the first rounder.
Okay.
Trevor Siemian was drafted in the seventh round, which is the last round of the draft.
Got it.
And he was our starter last year for all but two games. He is nothing special. Like, to me, he's nothing special. I'm going to give you a scenario. You tell me what you do. So you have a car.
Yes.
And it's a solid steady. It's like a just your average run-of-the-mill like Toyota Corolla.
Okay.
It runs,
mm-hmm.
gets you where you need to go, has a tendency to break down occasionally. But it's for the most part dependable.
Right.
Okay. And cheap.
Got it.
Then you also have another car. Now, this car was sold to you as a supercar.
Okay.
Like, it's fast. It's got all of the gadgets and all the tools. But the problem is it's not reliable.
Okay.
Okay. But it could be. Like, maybe it just needs to run a bit more. Or maybe you just need to tinker with it a bit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to plug it in.
Yeah, whatever it is you need to do, whatever you need to do.
Some of them fancy electric cars.
Fancy electric cars. Those words don't normally go together very often.
Tesla.
I guess that's true. They do have that really cool Tesla car. Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
So you have a choice of which car you're going to take. Are you going to take this? You're going to take and use this supercar, knowing that it may not be as good as sold.
Mm-hmm.
Or could be even better.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking a risk here. Or do you go with the car that is just an average car that gets where you need to go most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Which car do you take?
Well, I guess it depends. If I'm just going to the dentist or something, I take a reliable.
Okay.
But if I'm trying to impress someone,
yeah,
then maybe I take the fancy car. So basically, but I need to take it around the block a few times to make sure that we get it, you know, geared up and ready to go.
You have to see what you have in it, right?
So essentially what you're saying is Simeon like reliable?
He's a Toyota Corolla.
And Lynch could have the potential to be better, but he just needs more practice.
See, I think, yeah, you got it. I think we need to see as a fan base and as a coaching staff, mm-hmm. the new coaching staff over there, I think we're all entitled to see what he can do. So he's going to start this week. The Broncos leave on Tuesday to fly out to San Francisco. They practice with the 49ers for a week. And then he's going to start against San Francisco on Saturday. And there are people who are like, why? Why is he starting? Why is he starting? I'm like, well, you need to see.
Right. Well, you need to get the oil to go through the entire body. You can't just...
Got to let him stretch his legs a little with the number one.
And also, you got to think like, okay, so... The Denver D is, we know, is great.
Yeah.
And has basically been winning the games.
Pretty much.
So what they need to do is sort of check out so that the offense can actually, like, get the oil going through. Because it's almost like they're bailing them out. It's sort of like, nah, you know what? You really need to let them be on the field more. Yeah, it's going to be painful, but do it in the preseason when it doesn't count.
So there's this.
So I don't know. That's
actually a good point. There's a report that Paxton Lynch is his development isn't coming along as quickly because he's playing against the Denver defense in practice,
mm-hmm.
and they've like crushed his soul,
right.
Like they've shattered his confidence, and that I don't think that's an excuse. I do think that is very possibly what might
it's
be
valid.
Happening.
Yeah,
you have to go up against this defense every day. Unless you're strong mentally,
mm-hmm.
it could crush you.
Right.
And maybe some of that's what's happening. But
by the same token, you know, they're going to be facing other people. So you should be facing the best defense while you're in practice.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, the preseason, you really need to get these people, like, moving.
We got to see what they can do.
Yeah.
There's that old saying, iron sharpens iron or steel sharpens steel. So.
And how the heck do magnets work?
That's not actually part of the saying. That's a whole different saying.
Well, okay.
But
so go ahead.
the idea that he is going to be up against the best defense in the NFL should make him a better quarterback. I think what's happening is just the opposite.
He's getting in his head, man. He needs to play
needs
to play some zip-zaps up, get himself out of the game.
In his head. He's got it. He's so wound up. He looks confused, and he's in his head. He doesn't know what to do. In fact, people are saying he was making bad decisions. What I saw last night was he wasn't making any decisions.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. I'd rather see him make a bad decision than do
it's
what
like,
he did last night.
Dude, Olive Garden or Macaroni Grill, you got to make a decision.
I'm not
saying that they're great, but you got to make one and stick with it.
Commitment, man.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. I think that's my piece on the Broncos. There's going to be a lot more talk about them over the next 3 weeks until they are leading up to game number one. So you survived the Bronco talk.
It's Thank Darren you. Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.